Shut up and sit down.
Hello and welcome back to episode 6 of Reddit Tales and Takeaways. Once again, I'm Reed and I'm here with Parks.
Hello guys, today we will be doing instant karma stories. It was an idea Reed and I really liked it. Because Everybody loves when somebody who does something wrong, you know, they get what they deserve. But we will be putting in our 2 cents because, you know, that's kind of the format. So we'll determine if the instant karma was deserved and how good it was, you know.
Yep.
So, enough goofing around. Let's go ahead and get into the first story. My soon-to-be ex-husband humiliated us on our wedding day and met his karma instantly. Initial reactions?
I mean, I don't know why he would humiliate his wife on his wedding day. That's a little...
If I'm being honest, if you're getting divorced, like, right after the wedding, it probably wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
This was going to happen sooner or later. But titles can be deceiving.
Yep.
So let's get into it. This is kind of a long one, so...
I'm excited.
Buckle up. It's going to be an exciting ride. So, okay. It has been 2 days since my wedding day. It's been 2 days since my wedding day.
And she's writing this.
Okay. Just to be clear. I had already been with him for 4 years, 1 year of which I was engaged. It all started a few months earlier when I noticed my husband, Jake, watching prank videos. Among other things, these videos showed embarrassing photos of the bride being played on a projector in front of the whole room or the bride's face being smashed into the cake. I told him straight away that I didn't want anything like that at our wedding. He just laughed and said that he wasn't planning anything like that. I thought that was the end of it, but I kept catching him making strange arrangements with his friends. He suddenly wanted to choose the wedding photographer and the cake. That's very suspicious, if you ask me.
Yeah,
a red flag.
If I was the wife, I'd be pretty scared.
I would have gotten ahead.
I'd be watching my back at my wedding.
I'd be watching it. That's the thing, though. It kind of sucks. She shouldn't have to deal with this on her wedding day. There's already enough stress. He does not need to be adding to it.
Yeah, and he's obviously not doing a good job of keeping it hidden.
Yeah.
The wife knows, so. Yeah.
Obviously, this karma so far that we're going to see, I don't know what the instant karma is yet, but it seems like it might be pretty good. Oh, wait, we do know what the instant karma is. Going to divorce him.
Yep.
Okay. Let's continue. I thought nothing of it and was just glad he was helping me with the wedding preparations. Nevertheless, I reminded him the day before that if he did something like that, I would break up with him immediately. So she gave him the warning.
I can see where this is going. And
she gave him the warning.
Yeah.
When the day of the wedding came, everything went smoothly until the ceremony. Until the moment came when the cake was to be cut. The whole room watched as I made the first cut, and the photographer stood in front of us with camera in hand. Suddenly, I felt a hand on the back of my head, pushing my head first into the cake. Not only my makeup, but the whole wedding dress was ruined, and the whole room blast. My husband, the loudest. She must have been angry, because she told him not to do
it. She predicted it and told him not to do it.
She told him not to do any of those shenanigans,
and he
still did it.
I don't think, like... doing that is like a crazy thing that's like a little funny.
But if she knows,
she's obviously not into it.
And she said,
and
she
she's
told
like,
you directly.
I will break
not,
up with you if you do it. And
she
that's just dumb.
Directly not to do it. So
That's just dumb.
I have no sympathy for this jokester. Zero. Let's continue. At that moment, the photographer took the photo and Jake said that it was now our wedding photo. I turned around, slapped him in the face, and ran out of the room in tears. Oh, that's sad.
See, that
just makes my heart
It's not
hurt.
Even sad. It's just on him. Like,
yeah, that makes my heart
She
hurt.
Clearly stated that she was not into it, and then here he is thinking he's all funny.
Yeah. Thank God karma didn't take long to arrive and came in the form of his own brother. Oh, good brother right here. He's keeping his brother in check. I ran to the toilet and started crying when I suddenly heard loud shouting from the hall. It was his brother, Frank. I could barely understand what he was saying, and I left the toilet. He was waiting for me. He seems like a nice guy.
Just off his name, I can tell he's a good
Frank's
guy.
Frank's a good guy. He's like a very moral person, and he knows what his brother did was wrong.
Yep.
He told me that Jake had something to tell me. Jake was shaking and apologized without looking me in the eye. So obviously Frank has crazy power over his brother. If his brother's shaking, like in fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frank sounds like a big guy.
Yeah. But a nice guy. A yeah. moral guy.
Mm-hmm.
Frank told him to look me in the eye and apologize again. Even I was a bit scared of Frank at that moment because I had always thought of him as a kind and gentle man. I had never seen him angry before. So, okay. My perception,
Frank is a gentle giant, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I say. But if you poke the bear too many times, he's going to get mad. He's gonna, you know. And he poked the bear. He told me that Jake... Oh, I already read that part. Jake apologized again, and then Frank led us back into the hall, which was suddenly very quiet, and most of the families looked down at the floor, a little embarrassed. The festivities were cut short, and I was then taken home by Frank because I was too angry with my husband, and I didn't want to see him. Oh, that's sad. The wedding night has officially been ruined because the prankster.
He did it to himself.
Yep. During the ride, Frank apologized for blowing up like that. He explained that my husband was horrible even back when he was a brother and used to make every special occasion to humiliate Frank.
Sounds like Frank's trying to steal his girl.
No.
Is what I'm
Frank
hearing.
Has trauma built up, like childhood trauma built up because this husband has done this before. This isn't his first villainous act. That's what's happening here, if you pick up what I'm saying.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I know. He's clearly, this is like reoccurring action. That's why it struck such a angry chord in Frank, who's usually a gentle giant. Okay. When it was Frank's birthday, my husband would throw his cake at him and break his presents. But back then, their parents...
See, that's, like, not even funny.
Just yeah, like, that's just, like...
Throw the cake at him and break his presents.
Yeah, that's just, like, disruptive and rude and yeah. But back then, their parents just brushed it off by saying that that's how brothers behave. Mm-mm, that's how you're... That's a bad... He behaved the same way with his wife. That's
Look
a problem.
How that turned out.
Yeah. Good parenting. So he had to endure every humiliation, but when he saw my husband bearing my face in the cake, he was fed up because he realized that my husband had just was just a bad person who got his satisfaction from humiliating others. Okay. I'm going to have to take a little bit of a jab at the writer.
Let's hear it.
She keeps talking about how bad this guy was. You know, he's a horrible person. She was with him for 4 years and engaged with him and married him. So, I mean, obviously there were some red flags, and she didn't pick up.
Maybe she predicted the cake thing because there had been some, like, minor incidences similar to this before.
She might have heard about the Frank stories, you know.
Yeah. The Frank lore.
Yeah, Frank lore. Even though I feel like Frank might be very private about this, he seems very, like, traumatized by the actions. So, you know, I'll continue. I asked Frank if he thought it would be an exaggeration if I separated from my husband, and he said no, because according to him, I deserve better, and he didn't care about how his brother felt about it because he had brought it on himself.
Frank's definitely trying to get in that.
Yeah, he
Hate
might
to say
be.
It.
Yeah, the more I see it. But, you know, or he's just a really compassionate dude.
I don't know.
Okay, I hate to do it two times in a row, but I'm going to take another dig at the writer of this. Zero capital letters used. Very, except when she says Jake, like her husband's name. But Frank, she does lowercase, and that's kind of suspicious.
That's saying something.
Because if she's capitalizing the guy that was mean to her, but she doesn't have the dignity to capitalize Frank, the guy that saved her, that's a little bit suspicious. I don't know if I like that.
Yep. All right, continue.
Let me see where I left off. Then he told me that if I needed help collecting my things, he would help me and gave me his number. Reed, you were right. Yep, I have to admit. Giving her his number. How did he not? She should have.
I could see this coming.
I think she already had the number because, like.
How do you not have your.
Yeah,
like,
for 4 years.
Brother in law's number, though.
I know, okay. Yeah, maybe there is something going on, Reed.
Maybe that's a little weird, but, like, not really.
And I decided to separate from him and file for divorce and inform Jake about and family about it. So this is where the instant karma comes in.
Yep,
instant divorce.
Let's hear it.
Well, that's the karma. Instant divorce.
Oh, right? Okay. My bad.
Jake just told me it was not me not to do that because it was just a harmless prank. I was banned by both his family and mine, that it would be ridiculous to end our marriage over this, but I see it differently. If he does something like this to me, despite multiple requests not to do it, even after promising he wouldn't do it, then I can't trust him.
Yeah.
No matter what he promises me, I have to assume that the opposite can and will happen, and that it doesn't care at all about how I feel about his decisions. This situation can be projected onto so many much worse situations where it would be important for me to be able to trust him. His brother, Frank, seems to be the only one who supports me, and I will go through with the divorce. Call me humorless. Call me what you want, but I've given my reasons. And that's the end.
Wow.
So the karma itself, I was kind of expecting something a little bit funnier, like she'd get revenge by throwing cake at him too. Obviously, this is some pretty serious karma. But is it deserved?
I think it was 7 out of 10 deserved.
Yeah, because she asked multiple times for him not to do it, and she didn't listen. And obviously,
maybe, like, separate for a little bit.
Yeah,
but
and then see.
Straight divorce is...
Yeah, it's a little...
That's pretty extreme.
Yeah, but obviously, like, this isn't his first rodeo being mean, especially at special festivities, because poor Frank has endured this for a while now. I respect Frank a lot for having the courage to finally stand up to his brother. But yeah, I'd say like 7 out of 10 deserve. I would agree with that. And like the karma itself, it's like 10 out of 10 in terms of like how like detrimental it is. Because the marriage, he just got broken up with. Like he's getting divorced like literally 2 days after. That's pretty serious.
Yeah. All right, next up, I've got Entitled Dad Impatiently Demands Parking Spot Gets Instant Karma.
Okay, wow. I'm very interested to see how this one plays out. That's quite interesting.
This title's very, like, nondescriptive. You don't know what's coming.
There's no deceiving in this title because there's nothing, like, there's not enough information for me to be deceived by the title. Well, someone's a little tired.
Yeah, had to yawn. All right. I remembered this story a few years back while going on a job interview in a popular downtown area. I saw a similar story like this and felt this belongs here.
Okay.
So just to preface, this is a very busy downtown area.
Okay.
And parking is far and few.
Makes sense. Okay, so obviously this has some, makes sense.
Something about beef over a parking spot in some way.
You see this play out quite often, especially us living in Atlanta. This is a situation we're not... unaware of.
You're not from where I'm from, though.
Yeah, true.
I happened to find a prime parking... Shout out, Prime.
Okay.
I happened to find a prime parking spot on arguably the busiest street in that area.
Lucky guy.
I was... Or girl.
Lucky guy or girl.
I was walking back from an interview, and just as I go to open my car door to get in... A very flustered middle-aged man pulls around the corner with what I'm assuming are his kids, and the interaction goes as such.
Well, obviously he was flustered, so I don't think this interaction's going to go very good, if I'm being honest.
Entitled Dad, are you going to be moving soon? Me. Yes, I'm just about to leave now. You are welcome to spot.
Okay.
Entitled Dad, can you get a move on? My kids are going to be late.
You should have planned ahead. You knew that parking was going to be scarce.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't be where you should have gotten there earlier so your kids aren't
late. I don't like his attitude.
I don't like his tone of voice. Continue.
You don't like my tone of voice is what you're saying?
No, I'm talking about the tone that he's speaking to this person in. You're doing fantastic.
Me, shocked at how rude he was. Sir, it will just be a moment as I need to plug in directions.
Yeah.
Entitled Dad, that's not my problem. You can pull over and...
Okay, sorry. Full stop. It's not your problem. Like, your problem is
it is your problem.
You're the one who wants this spot. They don't have to move. Like, it is absolutely your problem. Okay, continue. Sorry.
The person could, like, sit there all day and not move.
I'm sorry for interrupting you, but, like, that was the dumbest thing I think I've ever heard anyone say.
Yeah. Entitled Dad, that's not my problem. Yeah. You can pull over in the next street and do that since you move like a sloth.
Oh.
I don't know why you're being mean to the guy.
Shots fired.
Give you the parking space.
And what did the sloth do to deserve that sort of insult? Continue.
I'm going to let that one sit.
Okay.
At this point, I don't engage further because this idiot is not worth getting angry over. Ooh. So I take my sweet time plugging in my GPS to get home.
That's savage.
While yep. he's yelling incoherent phrases at my window.
Oh, that's not good to do in front of children. All right. That's not also, appropriate.
If this person lives in the area, why do they need directions to get home from the city like that they live in?
Reed, I use like directions for everything, so but, I don't blame them at all. And they're going to a job interview. This could be an unfamiliar...
That's a fair point with the job interview. Yeah. I'll give you that one.
Okay. Sorry, continue. All right.
And the most delicious part of this whole story is when I pull off, a drunk Karen whips around the corner, hits a car and a cop... hits a car and a cop who is closely behind, angrily directs... And A drunk Karen whips around the corner, hits a car. And a cop who was closely behind angrily directs her to that spot before the guy could even pull in, and he loses it.
That's awesome.
So basically, Karen hits another car. When
you read it the first time, I got pretty scared because you were like, she hit a car and a cop. Like, yeah. I thought the cop died, and I'd laughed at that, but...
There's no commas, there's no punctuation, hard to tell.
Oh, poor, yeah. That's my one pet peeve with these. They aren't very good writers at all, but I can understand how your thumbs might get tired typing that long.
Yeah, so hammered Karen hits another car, and then the cop comes over and arrests her in the parking spot, basically.
That's pretty funny, I won't lie. And it's very karmatic, like it's good instant karma, instant.
All right, I'm driving away at this point and look back at the cop dealing with these two losers while I'm laughing all the way home, thinking about if this guy wasn't such an entitled jerk, he'd probably have that spot.
What I feel bad about is the cop. He has to deal with drunk Karen, so a drunk lady who's obviously not very smart because she's drinking and driving, and now she has to deal with entitled father who wants this parking spot, and you know he's going to bitch about it.
Yeah,
that sucks.
Feel bad for the cop.
Poor cop. I'd say
let's rate his karma.
Okay, the karma itself, I'd say is like a 9 out of 10. That's hilarious, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with. I was gonna say like 8, 9, because even though it wasn't like bad karma, he was being such a jerk over something. That, like, so little a parking spot that would take him, like, 20 seconds to plug in his directions. Like, you don't need to...
Okay, yeah.
Like, him being so annoying about it, that's why I think it's deserved, because it was such a small thing.
I know. And also, okay, so then the karma itself, yeah. I already said my opinion on that. In terms of deservedness, I'd say, like, a 9 out of 10 as well, because he's yelling in front of kids, and they just said that he was doing incoherent phrases... But I bet he was saying a couple of cuss words, which is not acceptable in front of children. And that's not, you know, I don't appreciate that, to be honest. I don't either. To be frank, like the previous story. That was a pretty good one.
Have you been cooking that one up in your mind for a while?
No, I haven't. That one came right off the dome. That was pretty good.
All right, we'll catch y'all in the next one. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.